Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, August 5th, 2014, and this is Robbie Dwyer reporting. I am a member of JFK Council 5, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. We continue to receive reports that indicate that not all customer service agents, CSRs, are completing the crew verification requirement. Crew verification is a Transportation Security Administration, TSA, regulation, which must be accomplished prior to flight attendants boarding the aircraft. TSA's and United's policy requires the CSR to verify the flight attendant who is presenting their badge, are on the IBS, and that the picture on their ID matches the crew member who is present. It is important to note that crew verification, along with minimum crew requirements, CSR scanning of badges, must be accomplished prior to flight attendant boarding. Flight attendants who are on a through flight or are on the same aircraft are not required to be verified again. Our MEC Safety, Health, and Security continues to work with United's Corporate Security and Airport Operations to address the compliance issues that we continue to have with this process. We ask that you document any noncompliance of this verification process, either through the ISAP program, if you have safety concerns, or through United's IOR, always remembering to check the box for AFA to receive a copy. By submitting a report, this data can be collected and evaluated to support compliance initiatives. On Friday, we ran an article drawing your attention to the fact that United has begun the process of boarding new aircraft safety cards. Although it is not a flight attendant responsibility to verify the new safety card, if the safety card is in question, a placard with an image of the correct safety card can be found in the forward left overhead bin. If a discrepancy is found, please follow all appropriate reporting procedures and notify the purser and the cockpit. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact your local council office. The summer regular scheduled meeting of the United Master Executive Council will take place in Chicago on Tuesday, August 26th through Thursday, August 28th, 2014 at the Hyatt Rosemont. Your local council president, joined by our 14 other local presidents from around the system, will address the business of our union and the issues that are important to you. There is still time to submit your willingness to serve for the available position on our MEC Central Schedule Committee. Information about the qualifications and responsibilities of this position are available on our website. The election will be held on the second day of the meeting. Even if you do not plan a run for a United MEC position, we encourage all members to witness our democratic process by attending either your local council meeting and or the United MEC meeting if you are in the Chicago area. Schedule times for your local council meeting and the MEC meeting agenda will be posted on our website soon. We have received reports of Unimatic failing to update IDs where the last segment of the ID is a deadhead on United Express, UAX, or Continental Metal. If the last segment of your ID fails to be updated to reflect you blocking in, you should contact crew scheduling to have the ID updated to ensure the trip and duty rigs and pay are properly calculated for the ID. In every instance, flight attendants should keep a detailed record of your projected and actual flight time. You should take time to review your DFAP screens regularly to ensure you have been properly credited for your flight time, expenses, and any other special pay credits. On flights that you incur holding time or work a paid premium position, you should submit a DSP FAC as soon as possible after the completion of the ID. Section 9.E.1 and 9.E.2 of our contract defines both in-flight scheduling and flight attendant responsibilities for keeping track of flight attendant pay records each month. If there are any discrepancies in your DFAP, please contact United Payroll before the close out of that month's pay records, which is 5 days after the end of the month. This will ensure that the hours and minutes worked are correct before the DFAP is handed over to payroll. To access the Flight Attendant Crew Advisory Telephone System, CATS, please use 1-800-FLIGHTLINE, option 1. That's all for tonight, and thanks for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.